The Army is in the midst of a drawdown. It's been slowly reducing its forces for a couple of years. The service recently released new numbers on who is being cut from the active duty ranks. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins me with how and how much the Army is cutting back. And Scott, why don't we start with the bottom line? What is the Army trying to get to in terms of active duty numbers?
So since about 2014 with the Quadrennial Defense Review, that's something that the Defense Department puts out to kind of plan for future years, they've been trying to put their total force down to about 980,000 troops. That's from the 1.3 million that they have right now. That makes active duty from about 482,000 to 450,000. And if you think about it, about 186,000 of those guys are deployed. So there's a lot of people out there. That the Army's are really a huge, huge thing. Some people are in favor of this drawdown. They say it makes the military more agile. It helps save some money because we're spending a ton of money, you know, $600 billion a year on Defense Department. A lot of that comes out of personnel costs. And then other people say it's really stretching the force. That's these guys are already deployed a lot. The operational tempo is huge, and it's taking a toll on them. So
if there is 420, 450, whatever the final number is, 450,000 active duty troops, mm-hmm. at a given time, you can only deploy about half of those, correct?
Right, right.
Now, just by way of comparison, during the first Gulf War under Operation Desert Storm, we had 500,000 troops of all the forces deployed, and I think well over half was Army. And so we couldn't do that again with an Army that size. So that just to put that in perspective. So
that's right.
You said there's new numbers out from the Army. Tell us, walk us through those.
Yeah. So what we've seen is that there's been a huge kind of slowdown from 2016 compared to 2015. In 2015, we saw about 500, the second half of 2015, we saw about 500 Army enlisted and officers get cut from the military. And those were mostly high-ranking guys. These are lieutenant colonels, majors, colonels, master sergeants. This first half of 2016, we only saw 121 people get cut. And it seems like it's a second tier almost. So it's not the exact high guys, but still pretty high, that higher middle kind of area, staff sergeants, majors, captains, things like that.
So not necessarily upper high ranks, but people that have been there a long time.
Right.
People that are more expensive to retire.
Yeah. So about probably 90% of the ones that were cut last year, they were 20 years of experience or more. This year goes pretty much the same way, except there is a small percentage of them, but a decent chunk that have been there for about 7 years. And, you know, they're trying to get rid of people that are not talented per se. You know, they're not living up to their potential and where they are, or they're people that have DUIs or problems with punishment. But most of those have already been weeded out at this point.
Now, the appropriators, Congress, seems to be pretty much in agreement for a few years on what the final size will be. So how is the Army getting to that number besides firings, or is it all just letting people go? What about attrition?
Well, they do have the separation boards, and that's what they're doing with this. They also are not recruiting as much as heavily, but they're mostly just kind of letting things kind of languish a bit. But you know, like I said, things are slowing at this point, and what we're not really sure about is why they're doing that, and that could be that the Army's trying to bide its time at this point because Congress now is looking at upping the total force again.
Well, partly the threat situation, as perceived by a lot of analysts, including some that have appeared on the show, nobody thought 5 years ago that China would matter that much. Even with the pivot to Asia, now they're on the march in the South China Sea. Nobody thought 5 years ago, dreamed 5 years ago, we would see from Russia what we're seeing. So no one's predicting a big land war of the great powers anytime soon, but they've also stopped ruling it out.
That's something that Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley brings up a lot. He says when the Quadrennial Defense Review was written, there was no threat from China, no threat from Russia, and ISIS didn't exist yet. So they were just worried about, you know, North Korea and Iran, not that big of a military needed for those guys.
Well, it might be easier just to kill Putin. I'm not advocating that. We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. So of the people that it's separating, how is the Army making sure they land on their feet? Is there any outgoing process for them?
Yeah. So what they do is they make sure that they have separation training. And actually, I went down to Georgia with the Undersecretary of the Army, Patrick Murphy, last month, and I got to meet some of those guys. And, you know, it's kind of a dour class, honestly, but they teach them resume building and, you know, how to go do a good job interview. A lot of things that you don't honestly learn unless you are going out and doing jobs. If you came right out of college or right out of high school into the military, that's something that you might not be exactly familiar with.
It's the same type of thing large corporations tend to offer if they have mass layoffs.
Yeah, exactly. But they're also getting separation pay or early retirement. And, you know, you get a lot of benefits with that. So, you know, they're not just getting kicked out on the cold street. The Army's taking care of them. But one issue is that there's unemployment, which veterans' unemployment is actually pretty good right now. It's almost an all-time low. It's less than 5%. It's less than what the actual unemployment rate is. But underemployment seems to be still pretty high. And that's kind of one of those things where you say, okay, we fixed one problem, but here's a greater problem that an additional problem to what the original was.
So you could have been a leader of 25 or 50 or 1,000 people. Now you're out, you've got a job, but you're flipping burgers or pushing a broom, so to speak.
Yeah, and you have the potential to maybe be a manager in a high-powered corporation, something like that.
What's the expectation over the next couple of years?
So the next couple of years, they might face this drawdown or they might not. That's kind of what people are trying to figure out. And Congress, the House has already put money in to start this draw back up, and the Senate has not. So they're trying to figure that out. That's really confusing for the Army. They're trying to plan. Sequestration makes that almost impossible. So there's a lot of weird things going on with that. So some of the problems that they're going to face are just going to be readiness in general. Are these guys going to be trained enough? Are they going to have enough people if there's a threat that comes?
We should say these men and women.
Men and women. You're right. But if there's a threat that comes from Russia or something, ramping a force back up is a lot harder than drawing it down.
Something we seem to learn in every other generation or so.
Right. Yeah. There's also this more reliance on contractors, and we've seen this happen a lot in Afghanistan, where we want to keep our troop levels down, so we end up hiring contractors. It costs the military a lot more money, so we're not sending our maintainers over there right now in some aspects. That costs $100 million to hire maintainers, and then our maintainers are languishing over in the United States with nothing to work on. It's a possible problem, but we'll have to see how it kind of pans out.
Federal News Radio, Scott Mossioni, thanks for that update.
Thank you.
You can read his story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.